LeConte Glacier rises 200 feet above the water in a bay southeast of Petersburg. There's another 500 feet of it under the water, with giant blocks of ice regularly breaking off. To safely collect data, a team of scientists last year created remote-controlled unmanned kayaks to go near the surface of the ice. This year, technology advanced even further, and scientists have gathered more information about how the glacier is retreating, specifically how the ocean water is eroding the surface of the ice. They used
a kayak towing a raft.
That's Jonathan Nash, an oceanographer who helps lead studies at the glacier. He says the raft carries 1,000 pounds of equipment, which they drop to the ocean floor in different spots in front of the glacier. They stayed there for 2 weeks.
Nobody's ever tried to do this before. So this is kind of like sending off a little Mars rover or something. So we sent it a little code. We went beep, 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 boop. And then the instrument said, I'm here, and it came to the surface.
That alone was an engineering feat. But the new data it recorded was even better. Scientists had already collected measurements along the glacier of current, temperature, and salinity, but nothing constant.
So there's cycles of tides, there's changes in winds, there's changes in the temperature of the ocean waters, and then there's changes in things like the rainfall.
LeConte is like a laboratory for glacier scientists. It's accessible, and it's the southernmost tidewater glacier in the Northern Hemisphere. What they learn there can translate into glacial melt research happening in other places, like Greenland. Nash, who is with Oregon State University, and other scientists have been researching LeConte for 2 years with funding by the National Science Foundation. That wrapped up in 2017. New funding from the National Geographic Society allowed them to keep going. The team has been focusing on a process called feedback. That's where a freshwater river running underneath the glacier meets heavier saltwater. The freshwater rises hundreds of feet to the surface in front of the glacier, pulling with it warmer saltwater. The more feedback occurs, the faster the glacier erodes. Recording in front of the glacier for 2 weeks is giving researchers a much more detailed look at the variables. They've learned that the ocean bottom near the glacier is not stable. In 3 days, it rose 20 feet, then dropped 20 feet, and then dropped another 20 feet.
And so the terrain down there, we actually don't really know what it looks like, but it's an extremely dynamic spot.
They're also finding that the rate of ice melt from feedback is greater than they predicted, which would change their previous models. Nash says international climate models include general rates of glacier erosion, but
there's no physics in them. What we're hoping to do is get all the components of that physics together so that we can put those into one of these models.
Besides the new data collected at LeConte, the scientists continued other research, such as capturing images of the glacier from various angles above and below the waterline. And they recorded the sound of the glacier, which could be another way to study how fast it's melting.
Glacier ice has little pockets of air inside, and that air is at super high pressure. And when it melts, they all go psst, and they pop, and they create a hissing sound that you can pick up. And so the more hissing, the more melt.
They'll work on the collected data over the next couple of years, coming up with a new model they can test on other glaciers, like in Greenland. Nash says current models show ice melting there would raise sea levels a few feet within 100 years. If all ice there melted, sea levels could rise 20 feet eventually. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.